The snowy owl is usually found on the Arctic tundra of Canada, Greenland, and Russia. But this white-feathered bird, standing about 2 feet tall, has been spotted here in eastern North Carolina. Bird watchers are flocking to the coast in hopes of getting a rare glimpse of the snowy owl. This week, Public Radio East's Mac McKee speaks with North Carolina Audubon Society coastal biologist Lindsay Addison to find out why the owls are here.
What are some of the possible explanations for seeing the snowy owl this far south? A shortage of food supply in their natural habitat, unusual migratory patterns, or both of them?
Well, this year we're experiencing an eruption of snowy owls, and what's happening, we think, is their main food that they eat on the tundra in the Arctic is lemmings. And lemmings are a species that goes through cycles of abundance and scarcity. And about every 4 years, there are a whole lot of lemmings. And when there's a lot of lemmings on the tundra in the summertime, the snowy owls can produce a lot of young. And when there's a lot of owls in the fall, they tend to spread out and go further south than normal in search of food. And so that's what's been happening this year, particularly in the eastern United States.
In migratory terms, Lindsay, what is an eruption?
Well, migration is an annual pattern of movement. For example, robins going north and south with the seasons. But an eruption is an irregular explosion of abundance that is usually tied to some sort of food source. And snowy owls coming south, not every single year, but on kind of a every 4 years or so pattern, is an example of an eruption.
So it's not uncommon to see them make a trip to south, but it's sort of irregular, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah. And this year, 2012-2013 winter, is kind of special because we also had a small eruption last year and an eruption the year before. So clearly the owls seem to be doing well in the tundra, producing a lot of young, and that in turn is fueling, we think, these eruptions.
Are coastal areas a natural place for the snowy owl to explore?
They are. They spend their summer months and most winters in the tundra, which is a flat, open expanse. And the coast provides them with open spaces that to them might seem similar to the tundra. And in their normal winter range, which is basically in the United States, New England, they're also found on the coast. But they'll also be found, and they have been found this year in North Carolina in the mountains and in the Piedmont. They'll also be found in fields and other open places like that. But the coast is probably, at least in North Carolina, the place where we've had the most sightings.
Now, do they stay in this part of the area for quite a while until they feel instinctually the food supply might be better, or do they have a short time staying here before they make the migration back north?
A lot of these owls seem to show up just briefly and then move on. However, for example, there's been an owl on Ocracoke for the past several weeks, and that owl seems to be doing very well, and probably whether they choose to stay in an area or move on is dependent on if they can find a food source. So the owl that is on Ocracoke is probably having a good time eating some gulls and maybe some rodents found among the dunes. And so if it can find food, it's not going to be inclined to leave the area.
So generally, the northern coastal areas, say around Killdevil Hills and Ocracoke, are the best place to find these snowy owls on our coastal sections.
It seems to have been. People like to go and try to see the snowy owl because it is an unusual bird for North Carolina, and the birds that have been showing up on the Outer Banks seem to be the ones that have stayed in one place for at least a period of days, which gives folks a better chance to go and see them.
Does the snowy owl have any natural enemies?
Up on the tundra, things like the Arctic fox would be able to take chicks and probably would benefit from a meal of some tasty eggs. So they do have predators, but they are towards the top of the food chain. When they come south to the coast, of course, one of the things they have to deal with is disturbance from human beings. So most people know when they go to see a snowy owl that the best thing to do to help the owl survive, particularly if it is a young owl that's coming south for the first time and has come so far south because it's looking for a good place to find food, is just to stay back far enough that you're not affecting the behavior of the owl so that they can take advantage of local resources if they are in a good spot.
Are snowy owls considered to be an endangered species, Lindsay?
They are not an endangered species. They are protected as a migratory bird, however.
Lindsay, thank you so much for enlightening us about the snowy owl.
Thanks for having me.